Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, this email here for you and your dating life might be accurate, yet maybe mistimed if you're still taking my challenge.
I am taking your challenge very seriously. Last week, I went out and I was trying to ignore the men, but you guys told me I need to pivot and stop ignoring the men and start focusing more on me, so that way the ignoring comes more naturally. So that's the phase of the journey that I'm in terms of ignoring men for the next 30 days.
And why are you ignoring men?
Because you said I'm desperate. I'm trying to prove to you that I'm not.
There are some things that in life you could want too much, and people can identify it. And I think in the dating world, I don't know what it is. Nobody has proven it. Fauci has never said anything about it, so it's not science, but there is just something about like having the attitude like I don't care that draws people to you. Mo agrees with that.
I do. I think it's something with the universe. I don't know what it is either, but it just always seems like when you are not looking, when you are not trying, when you feel like you're not in that place of your life, the universe decides to bring the person that is for you around.
And people are attracted to a certain level of confidence. I think there's a little air of confidence there, mm-hmm. that because you don't want to be like a completely aloof, because that can be off-putting. I think there's a delicate balance there, mm-hmm. of caring just enough.
Just let them earn it.
A little smooch.
Let them earn your attention.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, I am confident. Confidently desperate. But
that's what we're trying to shed her of. And the challenge was, look, if you really did this for an entire month, you don't use any of your dating apps when you go out, you just have this attitude of like, I don't care what happens, I certainly don't need a man, that they will be attracted to you. And I offered her $1,000 if she could go 30 days without doing that. So when you finally come out of this successfully, this email here is probably waiting for you, because I think the point they're trying to make is there's a cliche that most women, if they really truly love their dad and his characteristics, that you end up falling in love and you should be looking for a man that's a lot like your dad.
Oh.
All right. So this is what I think this is the direction this email is sending you.
Hi, Burt Show. Big fan all the way from South Africa.
So cool.
I discovered y'all 4 years ago on Facebook and have been hooked ever since. Last year, we immigrated to the U.S., Charleston, South Carolina. And as soon as we got our car, your radio station was the first one to look for.
It's Destiny. You're wearing your Charleston shirt today, Abby.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Wait, that is. Sure. The invisible string theory is stringing.
I also listen to you on my school drop off route, then listen to your podcast every day. English is not my first language, so just bear with me. I've been very successful in my dating life. I've never been broken up with. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 6. We have a son together. We even move continents together.
I like this theory that it's a successful dating life if you've never been broken up with. If you're the one that's always doing the breaking up, you're undefeated.
My question is for Abby, and would like to try and assist her with her dating life dilemma. I need Abby to list 10 things she absolutely loves about her dad. 10 things she hates, and 10 things she is willing to let slide/live with. She does not have to do all 30 of them, but as many as she is willing to fill per category. It can be anything from his height to his smell. Is he stubborn, a loud chewer? Is he the responsible or fun parent? Does he have a good relationship with his family, animal lover, his weight, eye color? Is he the breadwinner? So literally anything and everything. This theory has been tried, tested, proposed to, and church bells have rung over and over again with everyone in my friends and family group. We'd love to hear back from y'all.
So they never really say what the experiment is for, but I think that's what they're getting at.
That is what, yeah. Because the subject line said, should she date her dad?
Yeah, that's why I had to read it first. So this is going to be a hell of a way to start a Monday right here. So you understand the theory there?
I do understand the theory, but my one stipulation with this is I don't think my picker's off. I think a lot of women have a hard time picking the right men. Like, they're attracted to really toxic things because of past trauma, and, you know, they find, like, guys that are really hot and cold, really sexy. For me, I think I have a really good understanding of what I'm looking for, and I think what I'm looking for is healthy. I just don't think that person is looking for me.
You mean mentally and, like, emotionally healthy?
Maybe. It probably physically, too. Okay. I don't know. I'm attracted to hot guys, and, you know, maybe they're just like, the nose job isn't helping that much, so.
Well, it's new. It's like driving around a new car.
Yeah. It's still settling in. It's still swollen a little bit.
Have you, when you get a new car, you get a certain car or color, and you notice all the other same cars, and all the, have you noticed a lot of other nose jobs around you?
No. I guess getting a nose job is a lot more common than you would think, because I've gotten a lot of DMs about it. But, like, looking around, I'm actually noticing how normal it is to have a not nose job nose.
I know a lot of people love that new nose smell.
I will say, it is like smelling an HD now.
Super smell.
All right, so let's try this at least for, you know, just as an experiment. Why don't you cut 10 is a lot for every category.
Yeah.
So why don't you do 5 in each category, and then we'll check it out tomorrow and see if that lines up with what you think you are looking for in a man.
I'm happily, I can do it.
Okay.
Do it.
The Burt Show.